Yeah, in the practical sense, how do we differentiate between attachment, detachment, commitment? See, broadly, there are areas we know that this is where I'm attached to. We all know our attachments. And if we observe ourselves, we also come to know about our aversions. You may be averse to some people, some situations, some places. We have our aversions. So if we observe ourselves, we can come to know about our attachments and our aversions in broad contours. And similarly, we can also find out what is it in bhakti that I'm attracted to, that I can connect with strongly. And we try to develop some commitment for that. So now, once we have these broad contours clear, then in the specifics, we may not always be right. That means sometimes we may veer towards detachment, where instead of, we may just be acting too much out of aversion, or sometimes we'll be acting too much out of attachment. That will be, we will learn by experience. But broadly speaking, if we have an overall understanding of, okay, these are the things which help me to move towards Krishna, and I'll keep doing these things. Sometimes I may just veer too much in this direction. Sometimes I may veer too much in this direction. That is okay. They say that when, say, a plane is moving from, say, if I came from Mumbai to Orlando. So when the plane is moving, it is not that the plane goes in a straight line. No, they say that almost for 95% of the plane time of the flight, the plane is off track. Because there is wind pressure, atmospheric conditions and all that, the plane just keeps going off track, keeps going off track. But then the pilot keeps getting it on track back. So because the pilot keeps getting the plane back on track, that's how the plane eventually reaches the destination. So like that, because we have this, we have some attachments, we have some aversions, so they may make us go off course sometimes. But if we have an overall understanding of where we want to go, then we will ourselves understand, okay, this now I have gone off track, I have to come back in. So generally, if we are in the association of devotees, then, and if we have some good devotee friends, they may tell us that, okay, now we are going off in this direction. Or if we also have an introspective nature, then periodically, maybe once in 15 days, once a month, just look back and see, okay, how is my life going? Then, okay, this is, and I got too much into this. Or basically, quite often, when we start going in excess in any direction, the result is there is dissatisfaction, there is frustration, there is resentment, there is stress. Negativity starts coming up too much when our connection with Krishna becomes weakened. So when we start sensing that, see, the problem is, I'll conclude with this point, I can continue tomorrow. See, when material desires come up, we often think that, oh, now I have to indulge. Or we think, oh, why are these material desires come up? But the material desires may not necessarily be indications that I have to indulge in some wrong way. They may just be indications that my connection with Krishna has weakened. So whenever we start feeling our anarthas rising during the practice of bhakti, that can also be an indication that I'm doing something wrong over here. So then I do course correction and I come back. So if we are introspective, if we broadly understand our attachments, our aversions and our commitments, and we are introspective so that periodically we check out, then we can always do course correction and come back on the right track. Okay. So if you have any more questions, we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you very much. Shri Chait Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Shashakam ki. Very good. Thank you.